Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. How are you enjoying the cooler weather?
Yay.
Think about those people who are in triple digits and under heat advisories. No, but just hold them in your prayer is what I'm saying. We do have a few announcements. Our food pantry volunteers for tomorrow are Shirley Gorman, Linda Morgan, and Mary Lett. We have a council meeting at 2 p.m. It says August 13, but it should be today, isn't it? It's the 13th? Am I losing track? I am. Just as apparently when we were putting this together, we were just so anxious for Youth Night and Confirmation to begin that we listed them as August rather than September. But looking ahead to Youth Night and Confirmation beginning again on September the 6th. And also looking ahead to our outdoor worship on August the 27th in the park. We'll be joining with St. Luke's Episcopal and Union Congregational on that day. Also, because it is the first Sunday of the month, we recognize those who have birthdays and anniversaries. So our August birthdays. On the 13th, we have Denise Hawley and Andrew Goddard. On the 17th, Adam and Grace McCorkle. On the 18th, Camden Nichols. On the 19th, George Wentzel. On the 23rd, Mackenzie Rinker. On the 27th, Graham Bettinger. So let us pray for those individuals with August birthdays. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for these individuals who share their lives with this congregation. Bless them as they celebrate yet another birthday this year. Be with them every day of their lives. Let them know that you walk beside them in good times and in bad. We ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we have for our August anniversaries, Jay and Jenna Foss celebrating on the 23rd. And let us pray for them as well. Oh Lord God, we thank you for the gift of marriage. We thank you for the ability of people to come together to live their lives as one. We ask you to bless this couple as they celebrate their wedding anniversary this year and be with them as they walk together and as they walk with you. We ask all things in your name. Amen. Do we have any other announcements before we get started? We are using Chosen People, so you should have picked up a bulletin, and also in the pews you should have Chosen People. Let us join together in our invocation song, We Are Gathered Here. Be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace.
Christ, peace be with you. 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 I'll shake your hand.
Yeah.
Christ, peace be with you. 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 Christ peace with you. Christ peace. Christ peace with you. Christ peace.
Say.
Let us join together in our confession. We have not lived as your chosen people. We have not loved your daughters and sons. We have not walked in the footsteps of others. We have not followed the servant, your son. Sometimes I hate, sometimes I lie, sometimes I waste, sometimes I cheat. We have not lived as your chosen people. We have not loved your daughters and sons. We have not walked in the footsteps of others. We have not followed the servant, your son. Sometimes I am selfish. Sometimes I am prejudiced. Sometimes I am uncaring. Sometimes I am destructive. We have not lived as your chosen people. We have not loved your daughters and sons. We have not walked in the footsteps of others. We have not followed the servant, your son. Even though we are in bondage to sin, there is hope for freedom. Not by our own doing, but because we are chosen by God to receive the gift of forgiveness. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we know this is true. us pray together. Gracious Lord, we are a chosen people, but sometimes we don't feel like anyone would choose us. Sometimes we feel our best friends and our family don't even know us. It seems the pressures of the world are too much for one person alone. Help us remember, Lord, that each of us is specially chosen to be part of your family, to follow in the footsteps that Jesus walked, and the road may be difficult. Help us today to feel the presence of your Spirit holding us forever in your family. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for this morning comes from the 55th chapter of Isaiah, verses 1 through 5. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that you do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord. Let us read Psalm 145 responsively. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. You open wide your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. You are near to all who call upon you, to all who call upon you faithfully. You watch over all those who love you, but all the wicked you shall destroy.
And my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, that all flesh bless God's holy name forever and ever.
Our second reading for this morning is from the 9th chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 5. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it is by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all. God blessed forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand.
Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, He withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week, the gospel lesson was 5 short parables about the kingdom of heaven. And if Jesus can tell parables, well, then so can I. And so today I will tell you a parable. It involves a rock. Once upon a time, as our stories tend to go, there had been a great famine, and the people in one small village didn't have enough to eat. They didn't have enough to save for the winter, and they didn't have enough to share. People were afraid that their families were going to go hungry, and so they hid away the small amounts of food that they had. They even hid the food from their friends and their neighbors. Well, one day, a man came wandering through their village. He asked the various people he met about where he could find a place to stay and where he could find something to eat. And each one of them said, "There is not a bite to eat anywhere in this village or anywhere in this county. Why don't you travel on?" He said, "Oh, no, no, no. You misunderstand. I have everything that I need. In fact, I'd like to make some stone soup and share it with all of you." And they looked at him and said, "Stone soup?" He said, "All you need to do is just bring me the largest container in this entire village." And a woman ran to her house and brought out a very large soup pot. And he said, "Now fill that with water." And they hurriedly filled it with water. And then they set it to boil. And he took out from his pocket a stone and dropped it in. And he had a large ladle and he stirred the pot. After a while, the villagers started coming around looking to see what was going on. And he said, "Oh, this is starting to smell good, but it needs a little bit of salt and pepper." And someone ran to get salt and another ran to get pepper. And they added that in and he stirred it. He said, "This is starting to smell really good, but I think it would smell even better if we had a few carrots." And someone ran to their house and got some carrots, and they put that into the soup pot and stirred it around. And he said, "Oh, this is really starting to smell delicious, but I think we need a little bit of cabbage." And someone ran and got some cabbage. "How about some potatoes?" And someone ran and got some potatoes. He said, "I remember I made this once, and there was a little bit of broth and a little bit of chicken." And someone ran and got some broth, and another ran and got some chicken. And they stirred it and stirred it and stirred it. And then other people found some things to add. And so they added a few radishes and a few other things that they had stored away. And this pot cooked and smelled so good. He said, "I think that this is food that will be fit for a king." And he asked them to go back to their homes and get their soup bowls. And they came and they got their soup bowls. And they ladled soup into each of those bowls. And the people ate until they were filled. And they asked him to stay. And they asked if they could have that wonderful stone. And he said, I can't stay. But I can leave you the stone. But I don't think I will, because you have stones of your own. I think there are other villages that need to know about stone soup. But now that you have the recipe, I think you can feed yourselves through this long winter. And so they did. And the kingdom of heaven is like that. In our gospel lesson today, we hear about Jesus taking compassion on the crowds. He's heard horrible news of the death of John the Baptist, and even more horrible news that Herod thinks that Jesus might be John the Baptist raised from the dead. And he tries to take a little time for himself and goes out in a boat on the water, but the crowds follow him. And he takes pity upon them. He has compassion in his heart for them. And so he spends the day healing their sick. And he must be exhausted. And the disciples see this. And they also see that they're in a place where they're not going to find food for this vast crowd. They say it's 5,000 men, not including women and children. Can you imagine the size of the crowd if you do include the women and the children? What must this be, 10,000, 15,000 people to feed? And the disciples look at each other and say, we can't feed this crowd. Look at what little we have. Let's send them away. Jesus, let's send the people away. Let them go find their own food. Let them provide for themselves. And Jesus says, why should we send them away when we have everything that we need to feed them? Just like the stone. We have everything that we need. And they did. It was just a few pieces of bread and a few fish. But we're told that it fed that crowd of 10, 15,000 people. That Jesus took the bread and took the fish and looked up to heaven and blessed and broke it, gave it to the disciples so that they could share in this miracle, that they could pass it out to the crowds, and that they could then pick up the pieces, 12 baskets full. And we don't know how this miracle occurred. Some people say that as the disciples went and gave bread to the crowds, the bread just continued to multiply. And some say that people seeing that food was being shared, took out their own food and shared it, which I think might be the greater miracle. But however it happened, the story is about looking at what we have and seeing not scarcity, but seeing abundance. And taking what we have and offering it to God and asking God to bless it. Knowing that ours is a God of abundance and not a God of scarcity. All too often we want to look in our pews and say, I remember the time when the church was filled. I remember the time when. And we operate then in that mentality of scarcity, rather than looking at everything that we have and seeing how God has blessed us with abundance. Our challenge then is to take that abundance, which we see as scarcity, and offer it to God, and then see what God does with it. Think of the stone and the soup that was made from it, and see those loaves and see those fish and see what was made of what seemed to be little by our God of abundance. Amen. Let us join together in our song of the day. We are a chosen people of God. And let us together confess our faith using the statement of faith on page 6. We believe we are chosen by God, our Creator, to participate in the ongoing work of creation by holding life sacred and being good stewards of God's gracious gifts. We believe we are chosen by Jesus Christ, our Savior, to participate in the ongoing work of spreading the good news of God's saving love and serving others in the name of the Lord. We believe we are chosen by the Holy Spirit, who calls us through the gospel to believe in Jesus Christ, gathers us as a community of believers to worship together and support one another, and enlightens us with gifts of love, forgiveness, and everlasting life. We believe the Holy Spirit nourishes our growth, preserves us in faith, and keeps us in God's grace forever. Amen.
The Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words to express. Oh, the Spirit intercedes for us, sighs too deep for words to express. Oh.
Confident that God receives our joys and concerns, let us offer our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of creation.
You gather your church together by the Holy Spirit. Inspire all the baptized to proclaim your abundant love throughout the world. Guide us in the mission of the gospel through word and deed. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You cherish your creation, from the smallest microbe to the largest mountain. Protect fragile ecosystems. Send favorable weather. Supply food and water to nourish creatures. And raise us up to care for all that you have created. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You desire peace and justice in this world. Instill within all political leaders your desire. Support the work of international peace organizations and provide relief for those in war-torn areas. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Accompany those who are alone. Heal those who are sick. Provide for all who hunger or thirst. Console the bereaved. Bring joy to the sorrowful. And attend to all who call on you. We pray especially for those on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You place us within communities for mutual support and love. reveal yourself to us in worship, in fellowship, and in ministry with our neighbors. Provide for feeding ministries and food banks in our area, that we share your abundance with all who hunger. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You have placed before us examples of faithful living who have witnessed your promises throughout time and space. Rouse us by their lives of service and dedication to be your hands and feet in this world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, in the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen.
to share the good news of Christ, to receive this blessing. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and give you peace. Go now and live as a chosen people of God.
Amen.
Let's join together in our closing song, We Can Make a Difference.
Children of the light, see.
one might say,